Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, a wonderful approach. This is your host, Mama Seven, and I am so glad to be on this side of the Wednesday, even though I still have tons of things to do. I love taking this moment after breaking fast, after kind of winding down from the day. And it's so funny because we're traveling. Some of us are traveling. And so we're traveling, and so I'm winding down and gearing up at the same time. We're headed down to Tampa, and it's going to be a wonderful event. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. But in the meanwhile, we're getting ready for this particular program. And this program, as all programs are is Spirit-led. So I'm very excited, a little anxious to see what Spirit has to say. If anybody outside of me, Mama Khadijah, and a couple other people have been waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning, 3:30 in the morning, that's Spirit hour, okay? That's when Spirit got something to say, got something to tell you. And whether you like it or not, you're going to be up listening. So I always try to get up and get all the way up. I'll get up, I'll wash dishes, I'll make sure all my shrines are tidy, I'll do this, I'll just, anyways, I'll work myself into a little frenzy. 20 minutes, 30 minutes, I'm tired, I get the message, I go back to bed. But if you've been waking up, that's because there is a lot going on in the spirit world. I can feel this spring trying to tick over. There's so much that's going to be changing. There's so much coming up that it's almost like, you know, the message that I get from Spirit, what Spirit has been very clear about is don't get comfortable. You know, don't get comfortable. Stay on your toes. Pay attention to this. Pay attention to that. There's quite a few moving pieces going on right now. So if you're one of those people that like the same thing all the time and I like this consistency, you must be going through it because that's not where we are right now. Now, I like a little consistency myself. But, again, it's just not where we are right now. I have found there are times, I always talk about the oak and the willow. There are times when you have to be that oak, where you have to stand firm. You have to know beyond a shadow of a doubt, this is what's going on. And be steadfast in your demeanor and everything else like that. There's time to be that oak. Then there's time to be the willow when you're going to need the ability to be flexible and to bend. And if you are rigid at this very moment, you might end up breaking. So it's important that we be able to identify when is the oak, when is the willow, okay? Right now, we are in willow territory. Be flexible, my friends. Be okay. Roll with it. Roll with the punches a little bit more because this is where we are. This is the season. Now, you can try to fight it if you want to. You won't have a whole lot of success, okay? So let's work with each other. Let's be patient with ourselves, patient with this time. So if you've been feeling like you have to hurry up the wait, hurry up the wait, you're on target. This is what we're doing. But absolutely, I love it because my energy is very okay with either one. You know, I don't mind standing strong, and I don't mind being flexible. It as long as I understand what's going on, I'm there. So, you know, try to be more open-minded within yourself. And I don't know who I'm talking to right now. You know, if I'm talking to you, if this is ringing your button, you know, you can let me know. You can text me. You can, you know, when you press one, let me know. But we have to really be able within ourselves to be a good judge of character, judge of time, judge of energy. It's just that moment, okay? Now, last week, I love last week's show because it was, again, another spirit-led program. They're all spirit-led. But this one, I think Spirit had grabbed the microphone. We were really talking about what it means to be spiritually fit. What does spiritually fit mean? What does spiritually healthy mean? How do you know when you're fit? You know, we can easily look in the mirror and tell when our physical is in alignment. It's not as easy to look in the mirror to see where your spirit is. You know, sometimes, you know, we need that refresher to waken our spirit up. Sometimes we have to slow that spirit down, quiet it a little bit so that you can hear what God is trying to say. So it was a great show. If you didn't get a chance to hear it live, you can always go to A Wonderful Approach Facebook page, or you can go to awonderfulapproach.com. All the radio programs are listed there. But what this does is it gives us the opportunity to think about what our health means spiritually and how to remedy it. You know, of course, prayer, number one, meditation, throwing out the old, bringing in the new. These are some basics. I rattle them off, you know, because we talk about them so much. But we talk about them so much because it's so very necessary for us to understand how we can better ourselves, how to strengthen ourselves. I love my job. I love my job. I love A Wonderful Approach. I love the work that we do and the people we get to meet. And part of meeting the people is, of course, meeting the people where they are. And I get a chance to meet some very beautiful yet raw, it's raw energy, raw everything. And we get an opportunity to build together. And that's what makes A Wonderful Approach so wonderful. So as I go through and I meet new people, they stay on my mind, they stay on my heart, and I just want to make sure that we're all doing the best we can to work with each other. Let's build with each other. So, and I tell everyone, you need to come and meet, not me, A Wonderful Approach. There's so much to us. We're so diverse. You will definitely find yourself, your old self or your new self, but you will find a reflection of who you are and who you want to be at A Wonderful Approach. And, you know, the love, the support is just overwhelming. It's a wonderful experience. That's what people tell me that they love about A Wonderful Approach, is how welcoming and all of the love that's given. So it's just what I do. I tell everybody, by the time I get to the evening time, I am so full of gratitude for the day that has passed and for the days that are coming up. I'm so filled with gratitude, and it makes my prayers that much easier, super easy, because at that point, you're just speaking your heart. You're just sharing your inside, your expression of love with the world. One thing that came up in the show is that we, and it was interesting, what we think of God. How do you describe God? What did God mean to you? And there were some awesome words: love, kindness, forgiveness, mercy, faith, discipline, sacrifice. You know, we had yummy. I mean, it was awesome because we got a chance to really share our understanding of God with others. So as we start on this next week, and we do this every week at 8 Eastern, but as we go continue, we're always sharing our understanding of God with others, and it's a beautiful opportunity. There's nothing better that you can share with someone than your God. How personal is that, and how loving is that to want someone else to experience the greatness that you experience? You know, so it's absolutely wonderful. Today, we're talking about the power of the spoken word. And I'm going to bring Sister Unique. Sister Unique, you're going to have to press one because the phone lines are full and I cannot see you. But if you could press one, that puts your number up and I can see where you are. And Sister Unique and I are going to chop up the power of the spoken word. Now, I have a definite understanding, clue, idea about what this is, but Spirit has a very special message that gave to her about this. So I said, okay, let's hear what Spirit had to share. Let's expound on it. How do we grow with this? You know, everything we do is about growing in the current so we can build a stronger us. You know, we're always striving to get to that understanding that God created us in. The innocence, yet the incredible knowledge and accountability of where God created us. So as we're striving forward, we have these moments where we share what we learned. And that's a very powerful thing. You have to be able to share the information, the knowledge, how it impacted you, anything. Okay? So here we go. Let me see. All right, let me see. I think I see you sitting here. Greetings. Welcome to the program.
Peace. Alafia, how are you?
Alafia, I am well. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. Greetings, family.
Ooh,
happy Wednesday.
Yes. And a Wednesday it is, okay?
It is.
I got about three or four bags packed, okay? So this bag is for Tampa, and then this bag is for the next weekend. And, I mean, I got about a couple bags ready. I'm ready now. I'm ready.
You ready?
Catch me. You're going to catch me. I tell everybody. It was so funny. We were speaking just last week, and you're like, what? No wind in the background? You're not in the car? And
yeah.
I was like, oh, no.
I was like, what? You're in the house? I was surprised. I was like, what? You're in the house?
Just
I had to look
up
the side
of the cat.
It was raining and snowing. I was like, is it snowing down there?
Just long enough to feed the cats. Then I got to go.
Okay.
All right.
Guess
what? So we're talking about the power of the spoken word, right? And this was something that you shared because Spirit was so heavy on you about this.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I'm going to let you do the intro.
Wonderful. Well, I think that this topic will piggyback on what we were talking about last week about, you know, being spiritually healthy. And so as the week went on, you know, things happened, and I had a conversation with someone. And in the midst of the conversation, I realized that as they were speaking to me, the words that they were saying, that it wasn't necessarily that they were saying it to me, but they were speaking on the spirit of other people. And I had to stop the person, like, hold on, wait a minute. Do you not realize how much power and energy is in the spoken word? And then from that, it just, as the week went on and the days progressed and the more people I spoke to, I started running into people, and they were talking about that precision of language, that spoken word, you know. And so it just came across me. I was like, the power of the spoken word. And I think that sometimes we have to remind ourselves that life and death is in the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
And when we speak things, if it's either to someone else, to ourselves, or even when we go to God, there's power in that. And if we don't understand or recognize that power, we can really hurt ourselves. So I thought tonight would be a great opportunity, especially since there's a few of us, a lot of us, that's ready to embark on a new spiritual journey. And so when we go into that, we want to make sure that our minds, our hearts, and our spirit is in line. But we also have to make sure that what's coming out of our mouths is true and in line with everything else. So that's
Absolutely.
My introduction.
Absolutely. And, I mean, you could not have been more correct. This is almost a state of emergency. I will never forget when precision of language was so pressing. You know, the first time I heard the word precision of language, I was like, whoa, 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 what is that? You know, it's not about good language. It's not about bad language. It's about precise language, okay?
Precise.
What is precise? What is accurate? What is necessary?
Mm-hmm.
What is needed, you know? And so we have to really work on that for ourselves. What is accurate, you know? What is necessary? So I know about the power of the tongue. We had our guided meditation, our first one for the year, in beautiful Columbia, South Carolina. And I was sitting there talking. I think it may have been maybe only four or five of us. And I had the goddaughters with me, and one of them said, you know, I just love to hear you speak. I just love the way you put your words together. I was like, because I'm intentional.
Mm-hmm.
I am intentionally pouring into you right now. Now, whether I mean it, I'm still pouring into you. And I think that's the piece that everybody misses. Whether you meant to say it or not, you are still pouring into that person. Now, if you're pouring junk or if you're pouring wisdom, that's going to be your choice. But you're still pouring into that person. And that's what I don't think we pay enough attention to.
Right. And communication is so big nowadays because, you know, I'm a child of the 70s, so I remember when TV used to go off. So now TV is on, the radio is on, you know, you have the computer that's in your hand, and this communication that's always coming at you. And the communication that's coming at you is not always positive, but it is energy, and it is filled, and it's filled with the ability to either help, heal, or hinder, or harm, or humiliate you. You know, so you have people that actually absorb so much of that to the point where they can't even hear themselves. They don't even know what their own voice sounds like. And if you don't even know what your own voice sounds like, you won't even recognize what God's voice sounds like. So when we are in a situation where we are absorbing this, we really don't know how to talk to our self-talk. We don't know what that is. We don't know how to deal with that. And that has been one of my battles, you know. And in that, I have learned, when I hear that, I'm like, okay, wait a minute. When I'm talking to myself, I'm talking to God, you know. So what am I doing? I have to be, like you said, I have to be precise. I have to make sure that what I say to myself, which will manifest in my life,
it's going to manifest.
Or not. It's abracadabra, baby. It's coming.
Yep.
You know? And then you're like, well, I don't know why I'm sad all the time. Well, because you always talk about being sad. You listen to sad music.
Uh-huh.
Before you went to bed, you watched a sad movie. You're eating sad foods. You're around sad people. You know what I'm saying? You know, I mean, come on, let's change the narrative. You know?
Yes.
Let's lift the vibration. And how we do that is with our voices, with that, with the voice, with the word, you know, and sometimes we don't even realize how the things that we say not only hurt ourselves, but they hurt our families, and they hurt our children and our children's children without even thinking about it. So on that note, I would like to apologize to anybody that I have offended with the words that I have said, whether intentionally or unintentionally. I take that back, and I grant you with nothing but love, peace, and grace. because I know that is what I'm trying to attract in my life. I ask for your forgiveness as well as I am allowing myself to be forgiven. Ashe.
Wow. Ashe. Crank it off like that. Wow. Wow, wow, wow. That's awesome. That's awesome. Let me tell you, it takes a big person, that forgiveness piece is a big thing. I mean, I don't think there's a topic out there that we can speak on without getting the forgiveness piece first. We have got to do that, family. And I find the people that are the most stingy on the forgiveness thing are the ones that need to be forgiven for the most. I'm like, as much mud as you can, you want to complain? What? So, absolutely.
Right.
We have to begin. You know, one big lesson I learned, and I learned this from a sister who I didn't want to learn from. I'm going to say that
always
again slowly. I would say it again slowly because I need everybody to listen. One of the bigger lessons in language I learned from a sister I didn't want to learn from. I didn't. Okay. So I have to say that because I want to let you know my mind and my ears weren't open. I wasn't tuned in. I wasn't waiting for her to drop something heavy. In fact, I was waiting to combat her because she thinks she knows all this. And I was ready. I was nipping. And I had said, oh, I love that to death. She said, why not love it to life? And I was like, oh, you always got to say something. And then I had to stop. And I was like, okay, wait a minute. What is there such a big difference? And I had to stop and think.
Mm-hmm.
How are you going to love something to death? Why not love it to life? Why not add life to this?
Mm-hmm.
Why does it have to be, when something is dead, that means it's transitioned. Why does it have to transition before you can recognize its greatness?
Before you can recognize. That's right. Why do we have to die and before we can have a good life?
Exactly.
You know, why do we have to go to a better place? Why can't we be here and have that? Yes.
From that
moment, love me for life.
I have never said that again.
From
that moment, even if I try to formulate the words out of habit, I hear her and I'm like, oh, she's still teaching me. Oh, no. You know what I mean? She's still teaching me.
But that's the positioning of language part. Speaking into existence what you want to manifest. I want to love you to life.
I'm going to love you to life.
Like, people are like, oh, I fall in love. Don't fall in love. Stand in love.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's stand in love. Oh, I'm just hanging on. Stop hanging. I'm standing in
right.
it. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Don't hang.
Look,
hanging ain't never good.
Hanging ain't never good. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm hanging in. Don't hang. Yeah. You know,
don't hang.
Don't hang.
So, you know, it's those kind of things. And I swear, I'm sitting there, I'd be like, no, stop teaching me. But until I get it right, it'll always continue to spin in my head that I'm really trying to, in this realm of understanding, manifest. So if I'm loving something to death, death is not in this realm of understanding. Once death occurs, that's a different realm, okay? So I'm like, no, I want this now. I want the love now. I want to express it now. And so I was like, okay, that has to change, period.
Yeah.
It has to change. Yeah. And so I, and from that point, 7 years ago, 8 years ago, I was like, okay, I can do this. I can be a light giver, okay? Because when you're loving someone to life, when you're bringing life to something, you are a life giver at that point. You are creating. We're now moving into the God sense of ourselves. You know what I'm saying? We're not supposed to be moving into the death side. That's not our realm. That's not what we do. We have to stay in our lane.
So
that was one of the big lessons for me. And I was like, okay, I understand. I really do. And so what was a big one for you? What was something that you would say or that you, you know, that you just inhabit, either say or even hear, and you were like, that's not going to work. It's not going to work.
So, you know, if anybody knows my background, that I study with a few groups of, you know, individuals, you know, Nation of God on Earth, the Wabians, and, you know, I love information. I love knowledge. So I'm talking to this brother, and we're just going back and forth, and I said, yeah, my black people. He was like, yeah. He was like, you ever think about that word? And I was like, what, black? He was like, really look at it. And I said, he said, spell it. I said, B, and he was like, lack.
Yep.
I was like, oh. He was like, why do we have to be lack?
Yeah.
And so sometimes you sit there and you're like, oh, just wordplay. But actually, it's not.
It's not. It's not.
Because we weren't called black people.
Yeah.
100 or 300 or even 1,000 years ago. You know what I'm saying? You were Nubians. You were probably Africans. Or you were who you actually, you weren't even the color of your skin. You were the tribe that you was born, the country. You know what I'm saying? That's who you identified as. Not the color of your skin. So when we consistently put these words together and we feed them into our spirits and then we wonder why we lack in certain things, we have to go back to, okay, why am I saying this? And it's hard because we speak a language that is not our native tongue, you know, and anybody, I know a lot of people from different countries, and I'll tell you, English is a very hard language. Because you say one thing and it may be something else, you know. So in saying that, we have to learn how to pick and choose what we say and what we say to ourselves. And the reason why it's so important to me was because not just what we say to ourselves, but for me it was what we say to our children and what was said to the little child within ourselves. Because children absorb, a lot of times adults, and I tell adults, remember you as a child. You know, I can remember things from what happened when I was 4 or 5 years old. I can also remember things that were said to me at that age.
Yes.
And I carried it. And next thing you know, you're 50 and you're like, wait a minute, am I still hurt because of a word that someone said to me? Yes.
Yep.
Because it eats at your spirit.
Yes. Yes. And then also understand every spirit has its own sensitivities, has its own things that we're supposed to be working through. And it can be very, very, very difficult to work through them, depending on who you are and depending on your situation. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so it's... This is where we have to have power and resolve for ourselves, you know. One thing about the power of the spoken word, not only am I particular about the words that I speak, I'm particular about the words that people say around me.
That's right.
I don't even allow people to, I don't even allow my spirit to accidentally brush upon some negativity. You know what I'm saying? I'm very, very particular about what I introduce my spirit to, what I allow to be around my spirit, and everything else like that. I'm funny about, I won't speak to people right before I lay my spirit down, you know, because I don't want to go to sleep with anybody else's dramas and traumas on my brain or anything else like that.
Yep.
So I have a winding down period after I speak to people where I'm just in quiet, including my children. Including my children. Love them. Love them. But they have their own little stuff with them.
Mm-hmm.
So I make sure that when I go to sleep, when I'm in that vulnerable state, I have background noise from you. I have feedback.
Mm-hmm.
It's unique. I have feedback on your side. But before I go and allow myself to be in that vulnerable space, I pray away everyone else's energy. I only need my energy with me. And so not only am I particular about the words around me, I allow for those words and energies to leave me at the end of the day. I don't need it. All I need is myself, you know, and my dramas and my dramas, but I don't need anyone else's, you know. And so that's a big thing with me. And it's made such a difference. I can remember in my life when I put these things in place where I said, you know what, I light this candle. I say this prayer, my little tea light. I light this candle. I say my prayer. My spirit is now at rest. I'm not talking. I'm not going to introduce anything else in the middle of that. So, I can remember my sleep getting better, being peaceful, being able to go to sleep, you know, well rested, you know, and having more vivid dreams, remembering the dreams, everything else like that. But that's because I know the power of spoken word, even when it's negative. Just because it's negative or positive doesn't mean it's not powerful, you know. So that's why we have to make sure, you know, we didn't say positive power, you know, we said power. So we're recognizing that all energy has an impact, all energy.
Mm-hmm. This is true.
So
that's why you need to be careful of people falling asleep with the television on.
Oh, definitely.
You know.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
Don't do it. I mean, I don't even watch TV, but definitely don't sleep with it because your spirit's in that vulnerable position, and you don't know what you may wake up to.
What?
So definitely don't do that. Yeah, nor the radio. Sometimes some of this music is not even music anymore. It's commercials, and it's really just commercials. Mm-hmm. For liquor and strip bars. You know what I'm saying? I'm sitting there like, come on now. It's just commercial. And so, you know, again, what do you want to put into your spirit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, one thing you spoke about earlier, and I wanted to touch on for half a second, was children. Children are so open and susceptible, and we are constantly bombarding them with our thoughts, our images, our everything, that it becomes a real situation for them.
Yeah.
And
this
we've got
true.
To do better. Yeah, we have to do better about that. We have to do better about having them in negative situations. They don't deserve that.
No. So we've spoken in the past about how, you know, we have, whether intentionally or unintentionally, put our baggage on people, on children, especially when they're young, when they're born. You know, we give them our food, we give them our culture, we give them the religion, you know, based on wherever they're born. And we also give them our biases. You know, children don't come out racist. You know, these are things that are taught to them. So in knowing that, we have to realize that it's not just the words that are said, but it's the tone that is said. You know, how you say things and the tone that you use makes a difference. You know, I have seen children that if you say hey too loud, they jump. You know, because it has stirred something in their spirit. So with us pushing things on the children or telling them things, they go out into the world and they grab onto that like that's their life. And that really isn't their life. We're supposed to speak life into them. I learned early on that, you know, my brother has multiple children, and I always encourage them to be the best that they or what God needs them to be. Don't be what I want you to be. You know,
right.
This is what you want to do? Well, let's see how we can do this. You know, if you're going to make a mistake, okay, well, you know, it may seem like a mistake in my book. You know, however, I've been down that road before. I can encourage you. You might have to, you know, do that. You might have to go through that. But when you come back around, I'm telling you, I've lived it. Fruit does not fall far from its tree. I was just talking to my nephew on a family text the other day, and I'm at work. I'm up, and my favorite line was, "We don't sleep during banking hours." And he texts me. He's like, "I'm up. It's banking hours." You know, but I remember saying that to him as a child. We don't sleep during banking hours because you never know when we got to cash that check. But that's something that my grandfather passed on to me. Well, yep, not got to get up. Banking hours. You know, and as I pass that on, he understands business. You know, we have to handle business during that time. Now we live in the days where every hour is the banking hour with 24-hour banking.
Right.
However, he's up with the sun. He's moving. You know, he's doing, he's with the shakers and moves, doing what he's supposed to do. But that's something I installed in him as a child. So if we instill things, if we instill love into children, if we speak lovingly to them, if they do something that we don't agree with, instead of yelling and screaming at them, explain to them why that might not be beneficial on their behalf.
Right.
And trust me, they'll appreciate it. And they'll teach other people how to speak and how to deal with them. Because they're always watching and they're always listening. Even when you don't think they are, they are.
Okay. Trust me. They are. They are. I know I've seen, I forget what it was, but there was a girl, she was getting ready for prom, and everyone was like, "Oh, my God, you look so beautiful. You do this, you do that." And then a little brother said, "Oh, you look gross." And she runs upstairs crying, and I'm like, "Oh, my God." Six people said you look wonderful. One little snot said you didn't, and now you want to run crying? You got to be joking me. But it only takes one person. You know, we've got to really get into the habit of speaking positively. You know, I've seen situations where people go for accurate. Well, it's the truth.
Yeah. Ooh.
Please let that go, family. Please let the truth go, okay? That's your truth, okay? And
that's
truth
your
is
truth.
Relative. That's your truth. And you can live your truth. You can do whatever you want to with your truth, okay? But allow their truth to be for them. You know, allow there to be some space for them to interpret anything, okay? You know, allow them to live a life, have a life, without it being colored by you. And I know people are like, "Oh, well, I know I don't deserve this," but I said, "Well, hold up. Why even start this conversation like that?" So many times
you just cut everything off about what you deserved.
And I'm like, you know, we've got to start really getting to the point where, if I could throw a couple things out the window, well, it's the truth. We're going to let that go, okay? Because people have certain levels of tolerance, okay? And they may not be ready for what you're trying to say. You know, sometimes just put the information down and then walk away. And if they get to it, they get to it. And not, you know, they like to say, let sleeping dogs sleep. You know what I'm saying? There's no need to wait this thing, you know? And so that I wish we can get rid of. I told you so. I wrote down an article. I wish I told you so to take a long walk or a short pier. Who needs to hear that?
Who needs to hear that?
I told you so. I know you said it. I know you said it. You know you said it. Reminding me does not make it feel better. Doesn't make it do better. doesn't make it easier mm-hmm. to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
So if I could throw "I told you so" out, I mean, and not just the words, directly and indirectly. I don't care if you're
mm-hmm.
implying it or whatever. Let it go.
Mm-hmm.
If the person got the message, there's no more for you to say at that point, okay? Just let it go, you know. So "I wish I told you so" would really, really go away because it doesn't help on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't
I think
leave
we
things open
be,
for us to talk about.
It doesn't. We need to be lovingly honest with each other. You know, we have to discipline ourselves to speak in a matter of respect and gentleness, you know, and people think, I'm keeping it 100. Actually, you're not,
yeah.
you know, because,
yeah.
it's, I mean, your reality, your truth is your truth, you know.
Correct.
So, but if you speak, I can be honest with you in a lovingly
mm-hmm.
way. But that's but
yeah.
it, you have to work at it, and it has to be taught, and has and our behaviors and the way we talk have to be relearned. But you have to understand that it has to be something that you want to do. I was reading this book by this guy. His name is Gary Chapman, and his book is called "Love Is the Way of Life." Let me see if I can pull it up. Okay. So one of the things he said was words are like bullets or seeds. If we use our words as bullets with the feeling of of being superior and with condemnation, we are not going to be able to restore a relationship to love. If
no.
we use our words as seeds, we have a feeling of supportiveness and sincere goodwill, and we can rebuild relationships in a positive and a life-affirming way. And I thought
Absolutely.
That was so profound because
yeah.
we you can plant a seed or you can shoot somebody down. That's
yeah.
where that whole life and death comes in at. You
yeah.
know how many, you know how many businesses have been shot down? Do you know how many dreams have been destroyed? Do you know how many, just for the sense of breaking down somebody's insecurity? And we can say, oh, well, you know, is self-esteem. But as a child, you don't know that's what that is. So the people
right.
in your life have to help you build that up. And I keep going back to children because it was so profound because the person I was talking to at that time was talking about a child. Actually, it was an unborn child. The child hadn't even gotten here yet, and you're already talking about what could happen and then said, well, that's
mm-hmm.
just reality. How can it be a reality
mm-hmm.
if it hasn't happened yet?
What
mm-hmm. is the reality
yeah.
in your mind based on your experiences? So we're already
right.
condemning an unborn child to a life based on our own experiences, that's not right.
Correct.
So we can do that to
Correct.
An unborn child. What do we do to the child within ourselves, to our own children, to our husbands, to our wives, you know? Mm-mm. We have to speak life and love into each other.
Absolutely.
Because if we don't, too many other things around us that speak sickness into us.
Mhm. Yes. I during the day right now I work in a prison. I work in a prison with people who have made multiple mistakes. Okay? Not just one, not just two, multiple mistakes. And
mm-hmm.
everyone acts like they are 2 seconds away from making the next mistake. And I'm like, what if they're 2 minutes away from making the right decision? We have to leave that space there for them to do the right thing. If not, we're wasting time. We're
mm-hmm.
we're not in the right place at the right time. We're not that
Uh-oh.
One. We're not being healers. And they'll say,
Uh-oh.
Look, have you read the record? And I was like, I have read the record. I have read
yeah.
the record. But did you see right here where it says he has a wife. He has motivation to do right. Do you see right here where he says this man is a father? That you don't know when that's going to really hit him and he'll say, I got to be in this kid's life, you know? Do you see where it says, look, I'm 50. I don't want to keep doing this all my life. I'm making a change right here, right now, you know? And so it's like, you can look at all the charges. I mean, it gets long. It gets long. But you never know when that seed is going to take root and when they're going to make that decision that I can do better. I can be a better person. And so all I'm saying is, can you leave a little gap for them? You know what I'm saying? When flowers grow in the concrete, they don't grow in the middle of the concrete. They grow in the cracks.
In the cracks. That's right.
Just leave a little crack for people to redeem themselves. I don't care how many times they've done this. I know. Trust me. I mean, I got people that keep my prayer life good and strong because every time I get up the phone, I'm like, let me pray. God,
that's what we need.
Look, we need a conference call on this one because this is a bit much, okay?
Yeah.
But I got to do what I have to do. Bite that tongue off if you have to. Stop saying I told you so. You know, there comes a point where the discipline is on us as the healers. The discipline is on us as the elders. And if you're over 45, if you're over 40, I'm going to give you a pre-elder. And if you're 50, right at that 50, I'm going to give you that elder in training, okay? You right there, okay? So sometimes it's up to us to lead and to be that one to not just dig in and to hold off for a second and just give them that opportunity to be a better person. And the way we do that is by leaving that crack open. Sometimes you got to pour some encouragement into them. I want us to understand the power of the spoken word, and then I want us to use it. There's too much empty knowledge floating around, okay? So you got the knowledge, okay, good. You got the spoken word, okay, good. Now, what are you going to do about it?
What are you going to do about it?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Find somebody.
And if you don't know, find somebody. Find somebody that you trust. Find somebody, you know, read Chicken Soup of the Soul, something. You know, find something that you can go to. If you know your Bible, go to your Bible. Your Bible talks about the spoken word, the word of God. You know what I'm saying? How we speak life into people. It's right there.
Yes.
Your Quran talks about it. You know, the Torah talks about it. You know, we sit here, especially nowadays, where everybody wants to be a sorcerer or a witch. Everyone wants to cast spells. You know what I'm saying? Everybody wants to cast spells, but but the spell that you don't want to cast is the forgiveness spell. You don't want to cast I'm going to be obedient spell. You don't want to cast I love you I'm going to love my neighbor as much as I love myself spell. That's not the one you want to cast. Don't get me started. All I'm saying is that.
You're already there. You're speaking my words. You're speaking my language, okay? Want that spell. People call me all the time asking me. They ask me for the magic words. I'm like, okay, start with Psalm. start with Psalm 27, okay? And they're like, I already know that. I was like, no, you don't. If you don't know that that's the magic, you don't know the word. You don't know it.
I'm going to go back
and read it again.
I need you to read it and then read it. And if you need to read Psalms 23, read that 23 times. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And sleep on it and then come back up. You know?
Yeah.
I need you to really understand that the words that we speak, if they say in the beginning there was God and the Word
and
was with God.
And then there was the Word. That's right. Yes, sir.
Okay,
yes.
So that
you were ever so close.
And nothing came into existence until it was spoken.
That's right.
So that's how powerful,
that's
how much energy it has into it. What we're doing tonight,
absolutely.
That's why I think this is so great. When you first started this, I was like, wow, we get to reach and talk to people all over the world, you know,
yep.
and send out positive vibes. That's why it's
truly.
Such a great thing that we end in prayer. One of the things you always
that's
say
right.
is that this may be the only prayer that someone hears all week.
Yes.
And nobody's
yes.
ever prayed for them, and they don't know how to pray.
Yes.
And
yes.
so to have that opportunity
yes.
where you can speak that and cast that out there, hey, I'll take that any day.
That's right.
Because, like
that's
you
right.
said, we have so many other things that's speaking that wants your soul, that's speaking against
yes.
you, that you're going to have, you know, like, you know how back in the days when somebody got sick and the ladies from the church, not the lady, the ladies from the church
right.
would come over and they would all pray
right.
and everybody
with their
would pray and everybody would sing and they would lift their voices and sing till earth and heaven ring.
Yep.
No, sorry, Black National Anthem, if you didn't know that.
yeah. yep. And you know, yep. one thing else I got to say, and I say that I've told a couple people this, pray out loud. Pray out
pray
loud.
Out
Stop
loud.
What you're doing.
No
don't drive.
Do
don't be cooking. Don't
mm-hmm.
do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Pray out loud. Because we're talking
yes.
about the spoken word, okay? When you are speaking out loud and you're praying out loud, you're hearing your own self. Your spirit is hearing
mm-hmm.
you. See, when we're reading, okay, our brain is, we're utilizing our brain. When we're speaking,
mm-hmm.
when we're allowing these words to come out, we are commanding at that point, okay?
Yes.
You're commanding the energy.
Right.
You're commanding the energies around you. If you've seen me do a house cleaning, then you know I am walking around that house and I am letting all of the energy know exactly what I have expectations on. It is a command.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you start speaking those prayers out loud, you are
mm-hmm.
you, your own spirit's hearing it. Your guardian angel
mm-hmm.
is hearing it.
Mm-hmm.
All of the positive and negative energy around you is hearing it.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Negative energy doesn't like prayer. So if you got some
nope.
negative energy right there, and you praying with authority,
mm-hmm.
that energy has to leave, period.
Yes. Yes.
So say your prayers out loud. Say your prayers
yes.
out loud. Don't, you know, we don't have to whisper our prayers. Because trust me,
no.
that negativity, don't whisper. All that negativity that goes up and down my street, it's not a whisper, okay? It's banging, all right? All these crazy videos, all this is loud. Have you ever noticed how loud that music is? How chaotic it sounds?
A prime example, if you're watching television, you could be watching a television program, and then all of a sudden the commercial will come on, and the commercial is louder than the program you was watching. Because
mm-hmm.
it's because it's trying to get your attention and it's drawing you
yes.
in and it wants you to hear what it's saying and it does it in a
yes.
matter of seconds. I mean, scientifically proven. You know what I'm saying? They
yes.
they actually do tests to say, okay, I can get your attention and get you to do something if it's just, you know, 30 seconds or, you know, less
yes.
than a minute. You know, if I can just
yes.
put this in your head, you'll think about it. Like me, hey. You hear a song, and next thing you know, that song
yep.
is stuck in your head.
Stuck in your head, you say.
And I have
it
I do
stuck.
It all the time. I do it all the time. You know? So that's why when I walk around and I sing songs that, you know, remind people of when they were kids, and it was fun, you know, and you're
right.
laughing, and... You know, you're like, oh, my gosh, you're so silly. I'm like, but why not be silly? Just because you're 50 doesn't mean you can't be silly. You know what I'm saying? Doesn't
right.
mean you can't be happy. It doesn't mean you can't be joyful. Doesn't I mean we're still children in God's eyes. We're you know,
that's
so
right. And we're still very young,
you know,
beings.
Very young beings. The planet itself is young. This country that we live in is very young.
Yes.
You know, so
yes.
we have to make sure that we are bringing to the forefront what we really want in our lives, as well as when we go into prayer, we need to make sure that our mouths are not saying one thing and our heart and our emotions are someplace else.
You ain't never lied. You ain't
no.
never lied.
I was talking to somebody the other day. I said Steve Harvey used a great analogy when he said, it's like going to God is like going to a restaurant. You go to the restaurant, you sit down at the table, you place your order with the waiter. The waiter takes your order to the kitchen. You sit there and you wait for your food. Now you have your expectation that your food is going to come back the way you ordered it. You don't get up in the middle and say, you know what, I'm going to go to the kitchen and cook my food. You know, well, that means you're not trusting what God has for you. So when you go there, don't go there thinking and saying, God, I trust you and I know that this is going to happen. However, I'm going to go ahead and just, you know, pick this back up and I'm going to do it the way I
right.
want to do it. Well, you be best doing it yourself. It's best you just stay home and cook if that's the way you're going to act.
Yep.
It's best
yep.
if you just stay home. It's best if you don't even go to God with it. You know, because when you go and you say that you're going to give it to God, you need to give it to God.
It's so important that you say that and say it a couple times. Stop trying to direct God. Stop trying to tell God with your young self. Now, don't forget, we're young beings, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Back in biblical days, they said you lived to 200-300 years old. You know, we're lucky if we make it to 60 or 70 without, you know, needing a diaper. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
so
wow.
We're very young beings, okay? In our
mm-hmm.
youth, how are you going to tell God who has created the very heavens and earth, okay? How are you going to tell God how to do the job that he knows how to do with your young self?
I'm going to tell the sun how to shine. Even though there ain't nothing
exactly.
new under the sun, I think you need to shine over here instead of over there. I've been doing this for.
I think you need to go sit down. And that's being nice, you know. I think you need to go have a seat. I think you need to just go try to learn something. So, you know, again, when we're speaking to God, we have to really be clear. When we're speaking, period. We have to be clear about what it is we're trying to communicate and with
right.
who, okay? And
mm-hmm.
with who, you know, because understand
mm-hmm.
every word that you speak, you heard. Every word that you spoke, you heard. You said. You validated.
That's right.
You confirmed
mm-hmm.
it, you know. Mm-hmm. You are a collaborator on it. You know, this
mm-hmm.
is why I really do believe lying is such a sin, because I remember, you know, as a young child, and asked my mother, you know, why is lying such a big deal? You know, you haven't done anything, you're just not telling the truth, you know. And I think this is why, because when intentional false words come out of your mouth, it's like you're now everybody is a collaborator in this lie. You are, your ancestors are, your guardian angels are, you're everyone,
yeah.
and you're asking God to be part of something that is a negative and something that's not true.
Yeah.
So this is
yeah.
why the lie is so dangerous, because the lie requires so much of you in it. You have to
yeah.
commit so much to the lie.
I mean,
and you're taking the power.
Production. Yeah.
It's a full production. And this is why
it's
you can't just say one lie, because one lie
mm-hmm.
equals two is equal, because you have to build a web of lies. You know what I'm saying? One lie can't stand on its own. You know, one lie doesn't have power like that. The truth will set you free, but that one lie will tangle you up and hold you bondage in a false narrative.
And haunt you and hunt you down.
Yes. Trust me, that lie is waiting for you to have a bad day. Waiting for you to have a bad day or a good drink. You know what I'm saying? That lie is just waiting to come out, okay? You can't even get comfortable when you are lying, okay? Because that lie is sneaky. It got you on edge. That can't be positive.
It can't be positive.
You got to be super defensive because at any moment this lie will come forward and you got to work to now build and support this lie. And the lie turns into more lies and turns into more lies. And I'm like, you'll never be free. See, that lie is holding you hostage.
That's why a lie don't care who tell it.
That's right.
Just tell me
that
tell lie.
Yeah. That lie is holding you hostage. So when you start to understand the power of your word, you're not going to let nobody hold you hostage. You can't hold me. People, you know, I love having not just the reputation, but the fact of I don't lie. Because I don't have to go through a whole bunch of explanations. I'm not. I don't even explain myself. I'd be like, "What? This is what it is. Period." There's no need to explain myself. You know. So when you get that power, that kind of power, that's when you really start to understand. And this power is not just for humans, but it's also for spirits. You know. This is why I have the good reputation to work with so many people's ancestors, because can't nobody do nothing your ancestors don't allow. So when I'm working with you, I'm talking with you, I'm building with you, your ancestors have allowed me to do that. Why? Because ancestors know I'm not going to lie to you. I'm not going to cheat you. I'm not going to disrespect you. I'm not going to do this. They know the power of my word, and they're like, we trust this person around our child. Even you could be years older than me, you still ancestor's child.
That's right.
So that power of the spoken word can gain you access in places where a lie will hold you back.
Speaking the truth truthfully, you know, fully. With tact. My grandfather used to say be tactful. With tact, because being tactful is a form of making a point without making an enemy. You know.
Right.
Back in, you know, it was like
speak the truth truthfully.
Or would you like a mint? No.
Right.
You might want a mint.
Right.
I'm gonna have one. You might want one.
Right.
I know she just said, you know, let's be tactful.
You know,
so, and that's why I said people have gotten to the point where being 100 and just tearing people down is the end thing. That's not the end thing. You know, it never was and should never be. And on your spiritual journey, you need to be tactful in the things that you say and how you say it. Because there's always going to be that one person that's the one going to one-up you.
Yeah. And you know, I hate that they've made sarcasm a skill. That's not a skill. That's something we used to get our mouth washed out for. It's not a skill, okay? With ivory. I thought we didn't use ivory soap, okay? The only reason ivory was in the house was to eat, you know, and it is pretty nasty, okay? I have had my share. I think I've had one or two servings, and I was like, I'm so good.
Soap, they used to put in your mouth. Oh my gosh!
Oh, yeah,
and I've had plenty
of soap in my mouth.
Yeah.
that's back in the day. Yeah. Back in the day. So, I mean, and it was the, you know, and the purpose was to wash your mouth out. You know what I'm saying? It was like your mouth is dirty. That came
dirty.
Out your mouth. We have to wash your mouth out, okay? And I was like, you know, she was really trying to shove all those bad words out your mouth, okay? Nothing but soap, you know. But really, really, sarcasm is not a skill. Hurting people's way, nice, nasty, that's not a skill.
Not
okay?
a skill. Mm-mm.
That is
okay.
negative.
That's not a it's not a good skill.
It's negative. And we have to get to the point where we can recognize that within our own selves. And stop before it comes out your mouth.
Yeah.
You know?
Inside of my mouth has so many bite marks.
Yeah. Oh, when I say bite your tongue off, I told you, so, oh, my God. I get so much information. And I'm like, I know I told her to move. I know I told her. Oh, okay. You know, and it'd be killing me like, oh, why? Why? Guess what? It doesn't even matter at this moment. It doesn't even matter at this moment. The only thing that matters is, what do we do from here? How can we be helpful from here? How do we be supportive? You know, once you get over that initial, what the, you know, once you get over it. right. Who authorized, you know, once you get over the initial, then
my
it's
Lord.
Time to, okay. How, what can we do now? Where do we go from here? You know, how do we build from here? And that's where we really have to get to. You have to understand, if you want to be a healer, and I pray within a wonderful approach that that's part of your goal, to be a healer.
Mm-hmm.
We're supposed to be sharing this wonderful idea of spirituality with the world. We're the ones that people are going to say, you know, something about that sister spirit just makes me wanna. I want them to be talking about us. In order for that to happen on the real, we got to get better at being good to ourselves first, and then everyone else.
Yes.
So we got to get this word.
Yes.
We have to get it better.
Mm. That's so true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You have to know that
we
got
to get better.
Yeah, we have to be better at talking to ourselves. That's why, even at a younger age, because I don't have sisters. I don't have any biological sisters. But I always put forth the effort to have good relationships with women because I was told you can't trust women. But that never made sense to me. Because if I can't trust women, then who's going to teach me how to be a woman? I'm going to have to trust somebody. I'm going to have to trust some woman. But then I realized that I had to learn how to respect somebody. I have to respect other women. Respect their time, respect their wishes, respect their space, because that's what I expect. Respect my time, my wishes, my space. When I see you, peace sister, oh, my goodness, I'm the one to tell you how good you look. I'm the one to tell you that you're beautiful. I'm the one that's like, girl, I'm happy for you. You know how many times they look at me like, what? Yeah, I'm happy for you. I love black love. I love it. I love that you love it. I love it for you, you know, because that's what I expect in my life. And the more I did that, the more I received. The more I put out there, the more I received. The more I gave, and the more I gave, the more that came back to me. And it came back from tenfold. And 7 times out of 10, it didn't come back from the people that I gave it to.
Okay.
Sometimes
amen.
All the reasons, a kind word. I know there are people that are on, that's listening right now, that can attest to the fact that they may have said something to somebody, and that person came back to them and was like, you know what? I was going to take my life, and oh, I was going to do this, and you said something to me, and it changed my, and you were just talking casually, But guess who was talking to them?
Right.
Your spirit was talking to their spirit. And because you're practicing giving out positive energy, giving a positive word, you know, that's what you're counteracting that other energy.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you speak to yourself, I mean, literally speak, I had to learn to stand in the mirror and say, you're beautiful just the way you are. You're beautiful right where you are. Right where you are, where you're at right now, that's it. And if there's something that you don't like, it's okay. You have time to change it. And you can start wherever you want to start, when you want to start. And we're going to do it one step at a time. Oh, good. Next step. And I love that step. And I love this step. It sounds crazy, but it's not.
Mm-mm.
Because if
we
do it to people in therapy all the time. Why do you think they got 12-step programs? You know what I'm saying? It's 12 steps. You know what I mean?
Yes.
That means somebody got to walk you through it. And if you need help, then, now this is the other part now. This is the other side of that. Don't say you need help, and then when a person try to help you, you smacking their hands away.
Look.
So you might not, you may not want the help then.
Look,
and then the help that you want may not be the help that you need.
Correct. Correct. I know I have, in my head, I have a thank you speech. And I don't know where I'm going to use this speech at. Because I'm not an actor, singer, I'm not any of those things. I have a thank you speech in my head. And, you know, part of the speech goes, I want to thank the people that helped me a little, and I want to help the people, I want to thank the people that helped me a lot. And at first I was like, wait a minute, they only helped me a little bit? Blah, 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 blah. And I was like, did you take the little bit? You know, did you need a little bit?
Yeah.
A bunch of little bits equal a lot. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And I was like, no, no, no. I don't want to take away from anybody's input into me. I don't want to, like the sister who I didn't want to learn from. Yeah, I had to recognize I was learning from her. I had to recognize that a lesson that she taught me has is almost a decade later, it's still with me, you know, and not only is it with me, I've shared it with others many times, and so her lesson that I didn't want to learn is there. She helped me a little, and turned around, and it helped me a lot, you know, and so when it comes to the power of spoken word, that gratitude piece, you can't get enough of it. When it comes to being grateful, when it comes to, I mean, boy, when my body's tired, and at my age, my body does get tired, okay? When my body gets tired, I'm like, ooh, I'm so grateful we made it to this point.
What?
When I get to that bed, oh, I'm so grateful to be sitting on this bed right here. You know what I mean? And
if I know
all
my
the beds in the world
line,
I could be on.
I can't think for inside coming every time. I'm like, ooh. Thank God for inside plumbing.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay.
Everybody has that thing. Okay. And I got to say this out loud. Boy, I'm so thankful. Boy, I'm grateful.
So thankful.
You know,
yes.
I have to remind myself, God brought me a mighty long way, you know. And there's so many things that I have to constantly say because, one, they deserve to be said. And then, two, I need to hear them.
Yeah.
You know, all a wonderful approach. You should have affirmations. If you've been to the temple, then you know there's everything is on the wall, okay? I don't flip through pages. I go, it's literally on the wall. And so when you see it, you say it, you believe it, you're pouring into it, you're growing, you are continuing the process, and I am worthy. I am worthy. I am ready. Keep going. Speak it, though. Speak it. Don't just keep looking at it and it's looking at you. Put some energy into that. Speak it to life. Speak it to life. So this is the kind of stuff that we're working on constantly. This is what we're trying to build. This is what you are literally building yourself.
consider yourself a new Build-A-Bear, okay? Build an angel, all right? And how do you want your light to glow? How do you want your energy to be received? Start thinking about that and putting that in place. If you want your energy to flow and people can see and people can hear and you are that cornerstone for your community, this is how you do it. You got to speak it into existence. And don't worry if it takes a minute. Rome wasn't built in a day. God gives us 9 months and 4 weeks to make babies. So, granted, it may take a minute. It's okay. It's okay. But start speaking that life into it. Don't let anybody tell you you can't do it. All those naysayers, oh, my goodness. Every naysayer you got, you need to make sure to put them on notice. That your nays don't have no power over here. And that's where we are in life. We can't allow all these other crazy negative people to have say in our life, in our world, in our energy. No. So this has been such a great topic. I'm so glad, Sis Unique, that you brought this up, that you were able to really convey that important message from Spirit, that Spirit knows what to expect out of us. You know, give us some inspiration to raise our vibrations up using the word. So we have to begin to use and be motivated in the middle of that. So, and at the top of all the lists, how to better yourself, how to calm yourself, how to manifest, how to do this, that, any other, at the top of all the list is prayer. I cannot stress how important prayer is, okay? So as we're going through our prayer and getting ready for our prayer time, I encourage you, take a moment, think about some things you're interested in praying for, and then start that positive energy. Don't start talking about, you know, if you have time, God. Please. Don't if it's okay. And if it's not okay, God will pull you back. You know what I'm saying? Go forward. You know what I do, Lord. I tie my prayer into other people. I do. So I don't just pray for myself. I pray for my neighbors. I pray for the elders. I pray for those people that have kind of lost their way with prayer, you know. So one way I know I get God's attention is I bundle it. I bundle my prayers. And so when he's listening, he knows, okay, if I bless this child, she's going to keep the blessings flowing, okay? She's going to make sure that everybody gets some. It's such a beautiful thing. So please, spend some time bundling your prayer, okay? Pray, you know, after you pray for yourself, you know, spend some time helping somebody else make a prayer. You know, like I said, one of the most precious things you can share with somebody is your understanding of God. Absolutely. My dear Sister Unique, thank you so much for sharing this with us. We needed to hear it. We needed to kind of go through it, you know.
Yes, I need to talk through it. It was gnawing at me. I was like, you know, because like I said, when I'm saying it, I'm saying it to myself also. I hear myself speaking. So there are things in it that I'm still learning and I'm still working on. And in that, I would like the people that's surrounded by me, you know, that if I can't pray, if I'm at a point where I've can't pray for myself, I need you to pray for me. You know, if my words are not impeccable, you know, I need you to help me bring me back on point. And, like, you know, I need you to speak it and remind me. You know, I'm not unique wisdom for no reason. Wisdom are wise words spoken. So that's what I have to do. And that's who I am and that's what I do. So Yay. Thank you for having me.
Amen. That's who I am, and that's what I do. Amen. Amen. Would you like to do the closing prayer? You got the words going and flowing. You got the energy all pumped up. Would you like to make
words.
The ending prayer?
I would. I would be honored to.
Amen.
I would be honored to. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Woo. Mm. First, I want to give honor and thanks to Father, Mother, God for all the things that you have done for us. Thank you for waking us up on this day, in this time, in our lives, and allowing us to have the opportunity to have these experiences. Whether we interpret them as positive or negative, they have been brought into our lives for a reason. We are spiritual beings having human experiences, and this experience that we're having is allowing us to come back to the source of what God really has for us. I want to give thanks and honor to all of our ancestors, because it's on their backs and their shoulders, it's on their prayers that we stand this day. Somebody's grandmother and great-grandmother and great-grandfather prayed and asked and spoke life into us that we're here right now, and that blood runs through our veins. We're still working on those prayers, so allow our prayers, our voice, our words to have precision. Just like that arrow that shoots through the sky, allow us to hit our target. Let that target be the target of love, because we know that we have to shoot through all of the things that are not for us. And those that are not for us will not be against us, because no weapon formed against us shall prosper. I believe that. That was sowed into my spirit as a child. And I speak that energy to all that hear my voice. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, not even the one that you try to create against yourself, because you are a divine child of God. God has a gift. No one's gift is the same. Let your gift shine. Allow God to work through you, because what was put into you was made to come about because we need you. We need your heart. We need your love. We need your mind. We need you to go out there and spread that love. Whether you are male or female, whether you are an elder or a child, you have a place on this earth. You have been ordained. You have given power and dominion on this earth to bring into existence anything you want. You live the life you love, and love the life you live, because that's what God has given us. I thank you, God, for everything that you've given us, for the blessings that you bestowed upon us, for the prosperity, for the abundance, for the good health, for the good wealth, for the love, for the security. I just give thanks. And if we can't see it with our eyes, we know within our spirit that you have, through your grace and your love, you have us. Even when we don't have ourselves, you are always
Amen.
There for us. And Amen. I give thanks. Amen. And I'll share.
Amen.